From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims Islamist extremists are responsible for the shelling death of its top military commander near Damascus Airport on Friday. Hezbollah announced Mustafa Bedreddin's death on Friday before holding a military funeral for the commander later on the same day. In a statement released today, the group said it launched an investigation and found the explosion which led to the martyrdom of the commander was the result of artillery bombardment carried out by Sunni extremist groups in the region. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday in a funeral procession. 55-year-old Bedreddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed three police officers. 12 other people, including at least one child, were wounded today in the Helmand province. Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations, in a new report, says that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated UN sanctions in providing pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said the pistols were issued to members of the Congolese army and national police, and some eventually ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program for 2014 that was held for the Congolese Presidential Guard. UN sanctions banned North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. The group says the same type of pistol is now available for sale on the black market in the capital city of Kinshasa. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard has picked up about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the country's southern tip, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In one operation, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 500 people were rescued off Sicily, southeast of Cape Passero. It says the people crammed into two fishing boats had departed several days ago from Egypt. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the nationalities of all the people are still not known, but that the Italian Coast Guard reports some Syrians and Iraqis were among the group. The UNHCR reports nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. While most have gone to Greece, a growing minority of more than 31,250 has headed for Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says closing the sole remaining area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can enter and leave Islamic State-controlled territories is one of the top priorities of U.S.-led coalition forces. Speaking Friday from Colorado, Mr. Carter said sharing and fusing information across the battlefield is helping prevent attacks and restricting foreign fighter movements. The United States military has its first female combat commander. U.S. Air Force General Lori Robinson assumed her role as head of the U.S. Northern Command on Friday with a change of command ceremony.
As a military leader, I will never forget that my greatest responsibility is to defend our homelands and to protect their people, national powers, and freedom of action.
Secretary of Defense Carter praised Robinson's ability to lead and command in high-tempo operational environments while putting her people first in every assignment. She is now responsible for protecting the continental United States, Alaska, Canada, Mexico, the Bahamas, and a large section of the surrounding waters. An elderly Buddhist monk has been hacked to death in a remote region of Bangladesh. The body of 75-year-old Mang Shui Yuchak was found today in an isolated village temple 350 kilometers southeast of Dhaka, the capital. Police say they don't know the motive for the killing of the monk. The Daily Star, which is a Bangladesh newspaper, reported the monk's son said his father had no enmity with anyone in the area, but also reports panic has spread among locals after the news of the slaying. Meantime, Buckingham Palace has released black and white images of Queen Elizabeth II as a young girl amid celebrations of her 90th birthday. The release is part of a four-day pageant this weekend that salutes her long reign over 60 years. And coincides with the Royal Windsor Horse Show. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.